It's the first time I have been asked to give a report of my ministry for the Lord to the Home Assembly since I was commended on 20 October 1996. How could I squeeze 15 years of ministry for the Lord in half an hour? I just could not do it. And I do not think I can do it this morning. I will not be able to finish it. But nevertheless, we shall leave it as the Lord leads, because I do not want to rush through and then miss out on what we should be giving the God, be giving God the glory for what He has done. Before I start, let me read the last hymn that we sang together. How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude, all that I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to Thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. With His blood He has saved me. With His power He has raised me. To God be the glory. That was the last hymn of our meditation at the Lord's Supper. And if I have time to finish this testimony, it will be the last verse that I will refer to. This morning, I have been asked for the first time, as I said, in over 15 years, to testify to my call, commission. And with regard to my commission, my convictions and confirmation, commendation and continued service unto the Lord. Let me start very quickly, because I have no time. This part I have touched briefly last month or 2 months ago when I gave my testimony of my profession. Saved on the 17th September 1950, other words, today I am already 63 years old spiritually. I was baptized on 22nd October, just about a month later, at the age of 13, and people wondered whether I could really be genuinely saved. Saved, 1 month later, baptized. Today, we do not have such practice. Saved, wait, you'll see how you fare, what you turn out to be. Then perhaps 1 year later, you get baptized. This is done perhaps by the leaders, and more also by the people concerned. We do not have that quick baptism. As in the scriptures, they were saved, they were baptized. Then I consecrated my life to the Lord in 2 years' time. 1952 was a momentous year when I surrendered my life to the Lord while I was doing the Emmaus Bible calls. On Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a sacrifice, a living sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind to prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That became the very basis for my consecration when I surrendered my life to the Lord. That was the point of time in 1952. And since that time, the Lord was preparing me for the time when I would serve Him fully. How did He do it? I served in the government as an educationist for 38 years. And while serving as an educationist in the field of education, the Lord prepared me for the Lord's service. At every stage of my profession, it corresponded with my ministry for the Lord as I developed in the years to come. In professional service, I taught in the primary school, Standard 1, Standard 2, Standard 3, Standard 4, Standard 5, Standard 6, on Penang Island, Butterworth. I taught in the secondary schools in Petaling Jaya, PJ Mission School, Mtakap, Pahang, and back in Penang, Penang Free School, and Sekolah Menengah Hamid Khan. I served as a senior assistant, headmaster, lecturer in audiovisual education. Now, while I was in this profession, the Lord gave me corresponding services to fit in with my profession. For example, when I was in a primary school, teaching standards 1 to 6, I served in a Sunday school as a teacher, as a superintendent of Taylor Road Sunday School, of Butterworth Gospel Hall Sunday School. Then I was in the secondary school. Then I became a youth leader, Bible class teacher, and at that time also a deacon. And so it corresponded. As I went on in my professional field, I also developed in my ministerial field. Then when I became a lecturer in a headmaster and lecturer in the audiovisual education teachers training college, I became an elder, and then I became a Bible teacher, and I organized various seminars and workshops for leaders and so on. Now, many of you do not know this, because many of these things were done outside the Bumaru Gospel Hall. Continue. Now, who was I? I was nobody. I never been to any Bible school, never been to any Bible seminary. I was just in God's Bible school, learning from God what He wanted to teach me, year by year, day by day. Why am I presenting all this to you? So that those of you who feel that you have been called by the Lord, you know what to do as I share my experiences with you. Firstly, look at my personal Bible study. I have got to walk with God day by day, having devotions with Him. That is the most important. And I started with Scripture Union. I used Scripture Union notes. Firstly, daily bread, but I found too simple. Went on to daily notes, and then to Bible study notes, and then to book study. Today, many of you use Radio Bible Class daily bread. Why did I use that? I use it for time being, and I put it aside. I use Scripture Union, because Scripture Union within 5 years would take me to cover the whole Bible, systematically reading through the whole Bible. Radio Bible Class will give you 5 years a lot of stories, and you have a lot of stories to tell and to read about, and you enjoy those stories, but you know next to nothing about the Scripture. You know about the Christian life and the challenges of Christian life, but you know nothing about systematic mastering of the Scriptures. You know nothing. For my Bible study, I took up the Emmaus Bible Correspondence course, and I did a number of courses, and then I took on to teach in the Bible class. That's where I learned, because in order to teach, you must learn. And I purposely chose topics that were difficult to study, which I had never covered before, and I used these as the topics for the Bible class that I taught, as well as to learn for myself. The best way to learn is to teach, and the best way to teach is to learn, a hands-on study. For general reading, I built up a library of resources. I saved money. I never go to the cinema hall. I don't go to many entertainment places. I saved the money. What for? To buy these books. I have shelves and shelves of books in order to master the Scriptures. I have commentaries practically on every book in the Bible, so that I will be able to master what is in the Bible. This is the seriousness of doing the Lord's work. My public ministry, I'm going to take a typical year and what I did for that year in my ministry for the Lord. For example, I would take 1996. 1996 was the year when I was commended to the Lord's service by the assembly here. And let's see what happened that year, 1996. before I was commended, I was already actively serving the Lord in various places. 14 January, I was speaking at Taiping Gospel Hall. 4 to 8 of March, I was a lecturer at the Globe Bible Training School, Taiping Gospel Hall. 17 April to 4th of May, I organized a mission trip to Mentakap, Temerloh, where I was before. When I was teaching there in the secondary school, I promised them that when I returned to Penang, I will return to them. And I took up a mission group, and I went to Mentakap for a mission trip and visited the Orang Asli work. 23rd of May to 18 June, I visited the US and I spoke in two or three assemblies there. Then 22nd, 24th of July, I was invited by the Malaysian Assembly Elders Conference to be the speaker there. And 21 August, I spoke at the church camp of Petaling Jaya Gospel Hall. And so you see, just before the commendation service, I was already doing the Lord's work very actively outside. But of course, many of you would not know that. And that's what made me so sad. Why was I led to ask for a commendation service, to be commended by the assembly? Three or four reasons. Reason number one, I felt very isolated. I felt very lonely as I was doing this Lord's service. Nobody in the assembly knew what I was doing. When I returned to the assembly, people asked me, "Oh, Mr. Ang, you have gone for a holiday, huh? Haven't seen you for so long." No, I did not go for a holiday. It was work, work, work for the Lord. I did not enjoy myself visiting scenic sites. I was, from the very first day I entered the place, the house of the host or the hostess, I would already be in my room preparing for the studies, and then in the evening I would be giving the studies. No, I did not enjoy the holidays. I went to Australia. I was in Sydney. I had meetings in Sydney. I never even went to Sydney. I was in the outskirts. Alright, sorry, before that. Reason number two, I felt that it was not right, biblically, for me to go alone. The assembly should be behind me. The assembly should know what I was doing. The assembly should support me. The assembly should pray for me, to have fellowship with me. And that's why the Lord spoke to me. And the third reason the Lord spoke to me, you must be biblical, not just go out. Because before my commendation, there had been other people who had gone out from the assemblies. Yao Lei Bi, Wong Lai Ha from Island Grace. They had gone out, but they were not serving with the assembly. And they were not commended. Because there was the leaders, the elders even, did not know anything about commendation. For nearly 150 years, the assemblies had been in existence, but they knew hardly anything about commendation. And therefore, I must set the lead. And therefore, the Lord placed upon me this burden to ask for a commendation service. So I was commended. More about the commendation later on. And after that, what happened? I started as a service to the Home Assembly, the BRGH Workers Conference. There was no workers conference before, but I brought the workers together to have a conference. It was a conference where people had a chance to discuss matters and to propose matters for future programs and so on. It involved every member in the assembly. And so that was the workers' conference, and today you still have it, but unfortunately in the last few years it had been just a briefing and a report conference, not a conference. But today I'm so glad that last year it had reverted back to a conference. We need to have a conference. December, the Darren Inbi Bible Camp was held at CCC. I was asked to speak there. 8 to 15 December, I organized another mission trip to Cambodia. And then 28 December to 1st January, I was invited by Ampang Gospel Hall to be a speaker at the camp. And so you see, this is a typical example. There's hardly any difference between the time when before I was commended and after. I was serving the Lord all the time. It was a continuation of service only. The commendation was required because the assemblies in Penang must know that it was biblical for commendation to be done. Alright, what led me to a commendation? I meditated upon the Lord's word, and the Lord spoke to me. In 1995, 13th of September, I was meditating on Luke's gospel, and the verse that struck me was, "No prophet is accepted in his own country." That's my first conviction, that I must realize that when the Lord called me out, I would have no acceptance in my home country. We shall go about that and see what happens later on. 14th of September, there was a second conviction. I must preach the kingdom of God to other countries also. For therefore am I sent, and he preached the synagogues in the synagogues of Galilee. And I must preach the word. Third, 15th September, Luke 5, 1 and 3, the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. And he sat down and taught the people. He said, launch out into the deep. First, I must accept that no prophet will have any honor in his own country. Number two, I must accept that I need to preach and teach the word of God. Number three, I must launch out into the deep. I do not know where, I don't know what, I must launch out. Number four, I must not worry about finance. I must trust this to the Lord. The Lord will provide for everything. I must never say anything about finance, about any financial need. I am servant of the Lord, and I am paid by the Lord, so to speak, and I am provided by the Lord, and not by any church or not by any person. I was convicted on these four as I was called out to go and serve Him. Alright, now the confirmation. First the convictions, now the confirmation. How did the Lord confirm all these things to me? Number one, that no prophet had any honor in his own country. Call it coincidence, call it chance, but I do not know. But the year 1995 was a very, very special year and unique in many ways. First, the confirmation of the conviction. No prophet is accepted in his own country. For no reason or any other, assemblies in Penang suddenly closed their doors to me without any reason. They never invited me. They stopped inviting me. I don't know why. The first two, I might know. I received the last invitation from Butterworth Gospel Hall before 92. After that, no more. And I was restored on 27th of November 94, 2 years later. Most probably, I was the one trying to reconcile the group leaving Butterworth Gospel Hall to form a new assembly at Bukit Mertajam. And Butterworth suspected that I was the culprit, instigating them to leave Butterworth. No Mr. Ang from now onwards. On the other hand, BMGC, Bukit Mertajam Gospel Center, suspected that I was on Butterworth's side. And I was trying to prevent them from starting a new assembly. Don't have anything to do with Mr. Ang. So I never received anything until March 94. For no reason that I know of, Island Gate Cultural Center stopped inviting me. 94. Then because of the anniversary, they invited me to speak. Then they completely restored me after April 1996. Then Sungai Nibong stopped inviting me in 94, but restored me 2 years later. All restored me mostly in 96. Why? Before that, they stopped. No prophet is accepted in its own country. That spoke to me in volumes. Somehow or other, the Lord was speaking to me, preparing me to accept the fact that no prophet is honored in his own country. And He was preparing the ground to send me out. Second confirmation of my second conviction. I must preach the kingdom of God to other countries also, for therefore am I sent. And he preached the synagogue in the synagogues of Galilee. Now, at that time, he asked me also launch out into the deep. Now, without a doubt, at that time, there was tremendous need for the preaching and teaching of the word. And I never solicited any invitation from any assembly outside Penang. Invitation just came in, inviting me to go to teach or to speak in their assemblies. Why in that particular period I received all these invitations from outside Penang? I don't know. It must be the Lord's movement. And so that's what happened, and that's what confirmed to me that the Lord was putting me outside Penang to teach and to preach. Carry neither purse nor bag nor shoes, and in the same house remain eating. Finance. I must not worry about finance. I am not the church's servant. I am not paid by the church. I am not to be supported by the church. There is a misreading in Acts chapter 13. The church sent out Paul and Barnabas. No, the church did not send out. The church released Paul and Barnabas. The Holy Spirit sent out these people. That's a great difference in the original, which was mistranslated in the King James Version. Therefore, the Lord had already prepared me that I must not worry about money. Go out, trust the Lord to provide for everything. And what confirmation did He give me? This confirmation I had waited over 15 years to tell it forth, and it is today that I'm able to tell it forth. This morning, when coming here, our treasurer Chung Wing passed on an envelope to my wife. Dear brother or sister, whoever you are, thank you very much. This envelope. For no reason or other, just before that time, 1995, suddenly there was an envelope like this, put into the collection bag for me, especially for me. And I do not know why, but it stopped on March 1996, but it resumed again soon after. And up to today, I still receive it. I do not know the person behind it. I have tried to find out. I have not been successful. Dear brother, dear sister, I know you are sitting here tonight, here this morning. I do not. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Because this is the testimony that the Lord has called me out and He will provide for me. It is not much inside, but it is enough to say, as long as this envelope comes to me, the Lord is sustaining me. So, dear brother, dear sister, I waited over 15 years to say thank you. Whoever you are, I don't know you, but thank you very much. I tried to find out discreetly from my newsletter, but you did not want to reply to me. And so, I still continue to receive. And there were those times when our brother Chung Wing, as a treasurer of this assembly, was late in handing this to me. And for 2 months, I did not receive this because he did not see me. So after that, he gave me in areas 2 months envelopes. I said, Mr. Brother Chung Wing, please don't do this to me again. Don't do this to me again. Because I treat this as a sign from the Lord that He is sustaining me. The moment this stops, He wants me to stop already. So I hold you responsible. And that's what happened. That's what happened. And all these years, let me tell you this, I have been to all the various mission trips. I've never taken a cent for myself. No church has ever supported me. No individual has sponsored me. All gifts given are given to the people to whom I would go. Then where do I get my provision? Here and there, as the Lord moves various people to give. Yes, this gift continues until today. And I know that if this gift stops, then perhaps I may stop. I'm not sure. So, dear brother, dear sister, whoever you are, have a responsible position. Very responsible. Right. I prove God real in living the life of faith. The Lord again challenged me on the 23rd of December 1995. That's before the commendation. When I read Luke chapter 10. When I send you without purse and bag and shoes, let you not anything? And he said, nothing. And my double amen to the answer. Nothing. Nothing. Up to today, I can proudly say, I have never lacked anything. You know how the Lord worked? Every time I was ready to go for a mission trip, anything I was ready to buy something that I really needed, a gift would come just about 1 or 2 days before that, or a same amount. The right amount that I wanted would come. And not from regular people, but from people I never expect. Suddenly a gift would come. All this happened prior to sending my letter to the oversight. When I saw all these confirmation of my convictions that the Lord was already providing for me and the Lord was directing me, then I wrote that letter and I sent to the oversight. And so, you see, even in my trip to Cambodia, the oversight at the beginning sent a gift to me in fellowship. But, as I said, before that, through the gifts of a couple, I never expected that it came and provided for me. So, with the extra, I put it back into the mission to help out in the work in Cambodia. Then, what do I do with the money that I receive? Do I receive it? Yes, I do. Today, if you give me any gift, do I accept it? Yes. I give it for two reasons. I receive it for two reasons. One, if you want to give to the Lord and to me, I do not receive it, I rob you of a blessing. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that you may abound to your account. So when you give to the Lord. I treat it as to give to the Lord. And I must accept it so that you will be blessed and it will be given to your account. At the same time, if I do not need that gift, I will still accept that gift from you. I will pass it on to others. And today, I still give out a lot. I still give out to missionaries. I still give out to mission agencies. I still give out to the Lord's work. So, that money, I keep it in a special fund, the Lord's fund. I'm mentioning this because some people I've heard say, oh, you are a retired person, you receive pension. Why are you receiving all these gifts? My pension is for the domestic use. Whatever gifts I receive, it goes to the Lord's fund. And it is not touched for other people. It is only reserved for the Lord's work and for me when I want to equip myself. Today, doing the Lord's service is very, very costly. To buy a laptop, to buy books, commentaries, very costly. And this helps a lot. So, I have the Lord's fund, special for this purpose. And so, my time is up. I cannot go on. So, with the growth of the assemblies all over, and the need of biblical leadership, I went out. I prayed for confirmation, and this I must end here. Because this is wonderful how the Lord confirmed to me why I took the step of commendation. Now, the Lord had shown me I must go out, launch into the deep. So what must I do? I said, Lord, confirm it to me. 1 week before October the 20th, 1 week, I said, Lord, up to now, I have not received any invitation to go outside Penang to preach. Now, if you want me to go to launch out into the deep, to go and preach, you give me a sign. And it was just like Gideon. Give me a sign. Let me have an invitation from outside Penang. No, 1 week. Lord, you work within that 1 week. Let me have that invitation to go to Monday. My commendation was on Sunday. Monday, I waited for the post of man to come. Nobody came. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I said, Lord, are you really wanting me to go through with the commendation? This is no good. Friday already, and still there is no news, no invitation. Then on Saturday morning, I took out my motorcycle, and I was taking my wife to go shopping, and as she was climbing up onto the pillar, we saw a postman coming. And the postman handed me a letter, and that letter was an invitation from Bangsa Gospel Center to take a series of teaching ministry on March 15, 1997. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Now, these are things that I experienced that I've been longing to tell you for 15 years, but I cannot. It's a tremendous work of faith. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Fantastic. I cannot carry on because of time. So I just finish now with this. Right. Sorry about that. That's because I was not prepared for that. I must end with this. As a result of my commendation, what happened? Every assembly now on Penang Island has commended at least one missionary. Before me, there was none. Not even one. But now every assembly in Penang. October 20th, I was the first one to go. But again, unfortunately, when Miss Chan Mei Lai was committed to go to Indonesia, on the screen I saw Chan Mei Lai, first missionary of Bumrungrad Gospel Hall. So she was the first. So again, the Lord hammered in the truth to me. No prophet has an honor in his own country. I was not the first. But I praise the Lord. It was wonderful. Because she was the very fruit of my labor. She was with me in Cambodia. She consulted me when she wanted to come out to the Lord in service. And I have been communicating with her all the time. She is a lovely fruit that the Lord has blossomed. So, Mei Lai went from Bumrungrad Gospel Hall. Sungai Nibong commended. 10th July, Mr. and Mrs. David Jivaraj to Taiping. IGDC sent Annie Koo to Cambodia. Sungai Ara sent Wong Yiling to Kazakhstan. And you will hear about the mission trip this morning, this evening. Please come. Make it a point to come. Have an interest in missionaries. And so, it's wonderful. Every assembly on Penang Island now has commended a person to the field. The Lord be praised. To God be all the glory. But the best of all was on mission night. Our first mission night, Andrew Cowell was the first fruit. And he was the one to be called of God to go out into Indonesia and to serve the Lord. And so, right, I'm past time already. Very quickly, just go through. What do I do now? From this year onwards, I'm going to rest a bit. I'm getting old. Working more from home. What will I do from home? I'll do more writing. My ruminations. I have already done 421 421 divided by 50 per year, there will be 8 years. I can come out with 8 volumes of ruminations. But some of you have not even seen one rumination. Very sad. Chinese New Year animals. Just last Sunday, I was teaching in Sungai Nibong. One adult brother, Mr. Aaron Nguyen, from the Sun newspaper. After the meeting, he approached me, Mr. Ang, if you have any problem writing a book on the Chinese New Year animals, tell me. I'm ready to help you. These are the people who are ready to help. History of the assemblies in my website, but hardly any people know about this. Last month, one person was doing PhD degree on Christian churches in Malaysia. He phoned me up, can I make use of your resources and also interview you with regard to the beginnings of the assemblies, and so on. So hopefully next year, this year, I will read what better, because I have no chance to read or to write. And this one is very personal. Hopefully I will relate to my wife better. Don't be a wife of a missionary. Don't be a wife of a missionary. It's very lonely, very isolated. At home, you can't talk to her, or she is not allowed to talk to you. And that's what she had endured for 15 years. When I was at the preparation, she was not allowed to talk to me. She had to live a very lonely life. And she is my helpmate, seeing to all my needs. Without her, I cannot do much. And going to other places also, she has to be with me. And when she goes to places where she doesn't know anybody, she is confined to the room all by herself with me doing my work, and she can't go anywhere. But some people think that this wife of a missionary is of no use because she does not help in the various duties in the church. If she helps and I am to go alone, I will find very great difficulty. She has been a great helpmate. Pray for her. Pray for me. Pray for my family. And my children and my grandchildren have grown without me because I have no time to see them. And that's why this year onwards we need. That's why sometimes when you all just pray for the missionaries, pray for Mr. and Mrs. Ang. Thank you very much. Very good. But what are you praying? Lord, please give good health to Mr. Ang. Take care of his travels. Where he goes, you do not know. What he does, you do not know. These are two general prayers. You need to be more specific. I have my Berita battle up there, but who reads? You want, you ask me, I'll give you. And so, hopefully next year, this year, I'll relax better. Alright, I've taken much time. Pray for me and my wife, brethren. You pray. To God be the glory. Let's pray. Our loving Hamifa, we thank you for all that thou hast done and thou hast been doing for thine servant here. We do pray, Lord, for this assembly here too, that thou continue to bless them. Grant them, Lord, this vision and this mission to be involved in thine work. That, Lord, every member will be an active participant in the building up of this assembly. We ask these things, Lord, in Christ's precious name. Amen.